Did you hear about the crook on the elevator?
Yeah, what he did was wrong on so many levels. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that's here every weekday to give you a lift. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, March 23rd. Today in 1857, the first commercial elevator began operating at a five-story department store in New York City. This wasn't the first elevator, but it was a pretty important one. The spread of this invention shaped the world around us in some pretty big ways. Let's back up a bit to explain. The inventor behind this elevator was Elisha Otis, a Vermont native who set up shop in Yonkers, New York. His key invention was called the safety hoist. If the elevator's lifting mechanism failed, a brake would keep that elevator and the people inside it from plummeting down. In 1854, he demonstrated this system in a pretty dramatic way. At New York City's Crystal Palace, he rode the elevator up and then cut the only cord holding it there. The safety hoist got to work and kept him from falling. From there, sales at Otis's elevator company began to, well, climb. And not only did that put an elevator inside the department store I already mentioned, it also got building designers thinking big. With safety elevators in place, office buildings, apartments, shopping centers, and more could be built much higher than they ever had been. So cities started getting taller, skyscrapers started going up, and the famous skylines of places like New York City started taking shape. In a way, once we figured out how to safely go down, we could build up. You can learn more about the history of the elevator at coolweirdawesome.com. and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. And after this short break, we'll go up again on a very unusual elevator. Details coming up.
Would you like more Cool, Weird, Awesome? Like bonuses, extras, and insider info? Then join us as a backer on Patreon. We're offering backers extra episodes, sneak previews, and the chance to add their own messages to the show. To find out more, visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
Something else that's been going up lately is the number of people listening to our show. Hi, newcomers. Hope you stick around. And I hope you share a few episodes with someone else who might enjoy them. Elevators are mostly for buildings, but not always. In Oregon City, Oregon, there's a municipal elevator that's technically a street. The community has had an elevator in place for over a century, connecting the businesses that are at lower elevation to the residents living on a bluff 100 feet higher. I'm Brady. They don't have too many block parties on Elevator Street, though. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.